This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has surveyed what she called a surreal, ghostly scene in a devastated village. She pledged quick financial aid and a redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from last week's floods in Western Europe climbed above 180. Merkel on Sunday toured Schuld, a village on a river in western Germany where many buildings were damaged or destroyed by rapidly rising floodwaters. Although it had no deaths or injuries, other places were not so lucky. The death toll in Ahrweiler area where Schuld is located stood at 112, and neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state, Germany's most populous, 46 people were killed, and Belgium confirmed 31 deaths. The front-runner to succeed Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany's September election has now apologized for a scene in which he was seen laughing in the background as the country's president delivered a statement on the devastating floods in western Germany. Armin Laschet is the candidate of Merkel's center-right Union Bloc to be Germany's next leader. He's also the governor of North Rhine-Westphalia state, which was one of two badly hit by last week's floods. A rights group in Russia is now shutting down. It's citing a fear that its members and supporters would be prosecuted after the Russian authorities blocked the group's website for allegedly publishing content from an undesirable organization. The Team 29 Association of Lawyers and Journalists specializing in treason and espionage cases and freedom of information issue said Sunday that Russian authorities accused it of spreading content of Czech group that had been declared undesirable in Russia. Group's website was blocked Friday